Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
To something making an impact and not in a good way is the situation with Transnet. As if it wasn't bad enough, they now seem to be having tech issues. Seems as though they were hacked. This is going to have a massive and significant impact on the exports in South Africa as they have declared a force majeure. Justin Chadwick is the Chief Executive Director at the Citrus Growers Association of South Africa. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Pretty good under the circumstances.
Yeah, well, these are very difficult circumstances. How reliant is the citrus industry generally?
Well, not that reliant on rail, but definitely very reliant on the ports. So in terms of the Transnet hacking, it did impact both the rail and the ports. Right. I've spoken to the people that use the rail, and they say the trains are running, albeit that there's obviously manual systems that have to be completed, etc. So it does slow things down a bit. And in the ports, really, that's where the biggest impact is. We're very reliant on the ports to ship our fruit. Right. And I must say, you know, at this stage, Transnet is doing all they can to continue moving containers through the port through manual systems.
And yeah, so they have moved over to a manual system. How long does it take to do that, and what does it mean in terms of delays?
Well, definitely the manual system has considerable impact on the timing of getting a container either offloaded or loaded on. You can imagine the reliance on automated systems now to move containers around, to know what's in the container, where to stow the container, etc. It's a very complex system, loading and offloading a vessel. And so, yes, it definitely has delayed the whole process. But, you know, I must say hats off to Transnet for getting something in place very quickly to actually keep the containers moving. And obviously we have had reports now that a lot of the systems are back up and being rebooted, as it were, in a sequential way. So the impact has been, you know, since last Thursday when we first heard of the hacking until today, which is Wednesday. And we're hoping that all systems will be up and running, you know, in a day or two. And then the impact will not be that significant.
How is citrus generally exported? Is it in refrigerated containers? Is that needed?
Yes, definitely. You know, any fruit is susceptible to quality issues if it's not kept at the right temperature. So all of our fruit is exported under refrigerated conditions. Most of it in containers, but also some in break bulk vessels where the fruit goes straight into the
hold.
The vessel itself. And those terminals that operate break bulk shipping are not Transnet operated. So those are free from this issue and have continued to operate efficiently. But yeah, it all goes under cooling.
Right. At the end of, by the time they've sorted this out and things have gone back to normal, do you think it will have an impact on the bottom line or in terms of the industry, or will it really just be a timing and delay issue?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It really depends on how long it continues for. Unfortunately, this comes on the back of the unrest when the port was actually closed in Durban for a while, and 55% of our fruit goes through Durban port. Oh, so that has a big impact on us. So we did try and slow down our harvesting, and we asked growers, you know, if they could, to just stop harvesting for a week or so. But you can only do that for a certain amount of time before the fruit just gets overripe and is, you know, cannot be exported. So if we get it up and running the next day or two, yes, it will be a bit of a timing delay. And unfortunately, if you miss a day in the market, you don't get that day back again once you start shipping. So it could impact on timing in the market and the volumes in there. But, you know, we saw from after the unrest, Transnet got things operating pretty quickly and back up, probably operating at the best efficiency we've seen for a while. So we are hopeful that it'll all get going before the end of the week.
That's really good news. You know, we spend a lot of time knocking the various peristatals, but telling us that Transnet actually got the act together quite quickly. And you've been fairly positive about even during this time where they were hacked and they had the tech issues, that they're doing the best that they can and hopefully will get things sorted.
Definitely. During the unrest period, we actually had daily meetings with Transnet and, in fact, the whole supply chain, so the cold store owners, the shipping lines, the transporters, etc. And they were incredibly effective in getting things going again and communicating really well with us, so we knew exactly what was happening. We understand that they will be holding daily meetings from today to keep us updated. Unfortunately, you know, with this hacking, it impacts on everything in terms of IT. So their emails, their laptops, everything are compromised. And so it's difficult for them even to communicate. But I do understand that there'll be daily meetings from today. And then we'll have a good insight into how they're managing this crisis and how quickly it'll be back up to normal again.
Very good news to hear that. And that's been Justin Chadwick, Chief Executive Director at the Citrus Growers Association of Southern Africa, bringing us up to speed in terms of the Transnet situation. And it's very good and really gratifying to hear the positive side, because things happen, things go wrong. And the question is how we deal with that.